Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to pick up with what we were discussing last week. And what I want to focus on now is when a person starts Shabbos early and they come home and it is not even dark yet, it's not even sunset. The question is now, they, first of all, they at some point at night, the men need to repeat Kriya Shema, even though they daven Maariv and Shul, and they were allowed to bring in Shabbos at that point and consider it night as far as that's concerned. But we don't rely on that for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema b'shachcha uvkumecha. Now, I don't mean Kriya Shema lamita, that's a different thing. But the Torah says Kriya Shema has to be b'zman shchiva, at the time that people go to sleep, which so we consider that to be only after Tzeis HaKochavim, after dark, not just after Shkia, but even after Tzeis HaKochavim, which could be another 50 minutes or so after Shkia. So the men definitely have to repeat Kriya Shema at some point. And during this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, they also have to count Sfiras HaOmer, which they didn't do at all in Shul at night because it's too early. And they need to do that at night before at some point. So the question is, are you allowed to start your Seuda when you have those two mitzvahs in front of you? Normally, you're not supposed to eat before doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night, or Sfiras HaOmer, but starting at a certain point, with a certain proximity to the mitzvah, you're not supposed to start a meal before waiting and actually performing the mitzvah. So, by the way, just parenthetically, during the week, if a person has a set minyan, he always davens at one particular minyan, then he could rely and even have supper, and even if his supper involves washing. We're noheg to rely on the fact that I'm not going to forget Kriya Shema because I have a set minute to go to. You know, the idea of not starting a meal is that you shouldn't just get involved in the meal and forget all about it and never end up saying Kriya Shema that night. But if you have a set minute for Maariv, you always go to a 10 o'clock Maariv or whatever time it may be. So then we rely on that, that'll remind you. But here is Friday night. You already daven Maariv so that you have no set time later for Maariv that night. So there's nothing inherently to remind you about Kriya Shema or to remind you about Sfiras HaOmer. So if it's more than a half hour before the Zman, meaning the Zman means Tzeis HaKochavim. We'll try to define that a little bit more in terms of minutes soon, but Tzeis HaKochavim. If it's a half hour or more before Tzeis HaKochavim, you're still allowed to start. You came up from shul. Now, you know, if a person comes home from shul and everything is perfectly in place and ready, especially we spoke about last week, if his wife lit candles before he was Mekabel Shabbos, so it's been Shabbos in the house already for the last half hour or so, and they're ready to stand. So then there's no problem because it's not even Shkia yet. I mean, the average early Shabbos minyan, unless you have some guest speaker who gives a long drasha then, but that's not so common at an early Shabbos minyan. So you come home, it's typically more than a half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim. It's probably not even Shkia yet. So if you start right away, that's fine. But not every household do they start right away. Sometimes they're still getting things together, and even if they took in Shabbos at the house, that doesn't mean that they're ready to sit down and make Kiddush. So you sh preferably when it, so let's talk about Kriya Shema first. Kriya Shema, this applies throughout the summer or throughout the year if you daven early. So in terms of Kriya Shema, you need to endeavor to start the Suda with a half hour or more before Tzitzik HaChavim, in order not to have to wait and say Kriya Shema. Meaning, if it's within a half hour, then there are those that hold you can't start eating. You have to wait now till Tzeis, which might be you have to wait out the rest of the half hour till Tzeis, and then say Shema, and then start the meal. Lemaisa, the Mishnah brings down opinions that you could be make a bit of it if it's already later, meaning it's within the half hour and you didn't start, but you're ready to start, and people aren't really so anxious to wait another 20 minutes or 29 minutes or whatever it is, and to first start and then say Kriya Shema and then start, and they really want to get the ball rolling. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a tzad to be makel based on the fact that you already said Kriya Shema and Shul, albeit that it was early, but there's a possibility that just like you're allowed to daven Maariv, then there is a possibility that might be considered b'shach b'cha, that might be considered already the proper time for the night Kriya Shema. So Mishpura says b'shas hachak, whatever it is, whatever his lashon is. You know, if you run late, you could be samech on this. Although he then on the bottom, on the Shaar HaTzion of the Mishnah Berurah, he questions it a little, but he does say you can rely on it. What some recommend in a case like that, it's good to make yourself some sort of external reminder, like put a sitter in some, or a Kriya Shema card, in some place where you will come across it before you go to sleep at night, and you'll remember to say it. Now, so assuming you, okay, now, well, it's not a Kriya Shema. Now, Sfiras HaOmer is a little bit more complex, because even though Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbanah and Kriya Shema is the Raisa, but Kriya Shema, like I said, at least you said it in shul, and there's a possibility of relying on an opinion in halacha that that the Kriya Shema you said in shul was late enough. We're not going to rely on that to exempt you from repeating Kriya Shema that night, but perhaps to allow you to start this suda, even though you're within half hour of this zman, perhaps we could rely on that. But Sfiras HaOmer, you didn't count. You didn't count at all in shul, because it's too early. Too early Kriya Shema, you say it davening, you say it later. Sfiras HaOmer, we don't typically say it earlier. Even if you're davening Maariv, most shuls will not count Sfiras HaOmer if it's before the zman that they consider appropriate to fulfill the mitzvah. So you have to do it at home, and you haven't done it yet at all. So there, once it's within a half hour of the meal, you don't even have that opinion to rely on to say that, well, I did it once. Maybe that was valid. No, you didn't do it once that night. So it's very kedai to try to avoid that. Get started now. Even if not everything's ready, but if you start the suda, you make kiddush on motzi, and even if you have to take a little bit of a break then in the suda, that would be okay. But you started the suda, you got underway before the half hour. Oh, now let's just talk about what the time is. So it really depends on how late a person considers, say, Sekochavim. Let's go by when you end Shabbat. Ending Shabbos depends on a number of variables, but we definitely recommend that a person not end Shabbos till at least 50 minutes after Shkiyas HaChama, after sunset, meaning, I'm talking about ending Shabbos, I'm just using that as a base to draw on what's called seis. but what I'm saying, if you, let's say you are more making than that, you say, I live in Florida, it's quicker than New York. If Ramosha says that in New York, 50 minutes is definitely Tzitz Kochavim, so Florida, it's for sure earlier, X number of minutes earlier. And you rely on that, maybe you discuss that your Rav said you could end Shabbos at X number of minutes. I don't want to give too many other examples, because if anything, I'd be advocating not less than 50. I am advocating not less than 50, but let's say your Rav tells you, no, he's being a bit too machmir, and you could end Shabbos, whatever. So then you definitely have to figure, okay, so 30 minutes before that time, let's just say for argument's sake, 45. I'll pick the number for you. So 45 minutes, no problem. You could get into your car and turn on the engine after Shabbos. So that means that 45 minutes after sunset, you consider it safe. So then when it's 30 minutes before, the half hour before that, which means 15 minutes after Shkia, you definitely shouldn't be starting your meal Friday night if you didn't, preferably any Friday night when if you haven't said Kriya Shema over yet, which, and it's too early too. And certainly if you didn't count the Omer yet, like I said, because they can count the Omer, you have nothing to rely on. So you're not supposed to start within a half hour of Tzeis. If you consider Tzeis to be 45 minutes after Shkia, as demonstrated by the fact that you're willing to do Malacha, Matzai Shabbos 45 minutes, or I'll just, for argument's sake, let's say it's 42 minutes. I want to bring out the care that you have to take on Friday night. Let's say the Rav said, no, 42 minutes. This is wherever. 42 minutes after Shkia, it is definitely night. Don't worry. If no compunctions. Okay, then that means that 12 minutes after Shkia, it's a half an hour within Seis, and you 12 minutes after Shkia, you should not be starting your meal Friday night. Okay, let's say you started on time. You got things together. You started on time. So then what happened? But during the meal, it becomes Seis. So you don't have to stop. You don't have to interrupt for Kriya Shema, and even not for Sfiras HaOmer. There's an opinion that would say Sfiras HaOmer you should, because it's so short, but as long as you begin a half hour or more before Tzeis. If you ended up beginning within the half hour, let's say by mistake or whatever it is, you weren't the one calling the shots and you had no choice, and Lamaisa, you started the meal 10 minutes before attempts before it says or whatever, then you should stop. You meaning, I mean, really the man's obligation. I know there's a lady share, but these are really more nogea for men. Men have the chiyuv of a kriya shema. Men have the chiyuv of a sphere self. Many women do it, but men have the chiyuv. So the man would have to stop. And when it gets to tseisa kochavim, he would have to interrupt and say kriya shema, three parashios, and count sphere omer, and then continue. But if you started before the half hour, like you started a half hour or more before tseis, which I would recommend that being at least 20 minutes before, you started at least 20 minutes before. I'm sorry. Yeah, 20 minutes after Shkia. You started within 20 minutes after Shkia, which is, if you work with 50 minutes, as say, so then you have up to 20 minutes to start the meal Friday night, even though you didn't say Shema or Kan Sri Yisrael. So if you start within the first 20 minutes after Shkia, then you don't have to stop. You don't have to interrupt the meal. And even when you get to benching, you say, okay, now I finished the meal. So now, oh, what should I do first? Should I say Kriya Shema? Should I count the Omer? So you bench first. You bench first. And then you say Kriya Shema and then Sfiras Omer. As I said, I mean, this is more pertinent for men. The women may share some of these halachas with men, or maybe some men actually hear the shir at some point. So the din would be that they could wait once they started early, as long as they started early enough, they can wait until the meal is complete. Remind your system for yourself that you shouldn't forget Sfiras HaOmer and certainly not Kriya Shema. Okay, we'll pause with this. Have a wonderful night. Kol tov.
Thank you.
You're welcome.